This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. The 2013 general election wrapped up 3 weeks ago, but already pundits are looking to the 2014 races. A new poll from Quinnipiac University of 1,200 Colorado voters shed some early light on what could be a tough set of races for incumbent Democrats in the state. KUNC's Brian Larson spoke to Colorado Statesman publisher Jody Hope Strogoff for more.
Right after the November 5th election, we talked about whether Governor John Hickenlooper is a vulnerable candidate in 2014. The five Republicans that are in the gubernatorial race at this point say that he is. And while the Quinnipiac poll says he is edging out those challengers, Jody, it's still clear that Governor Hickenlooper has a lot of work to do if he wants to win a second term.
His numbers, besides not being great, you have to look at what kind of year the governor has had. He got clobbered basically on Amendment 66. He's come under fire for the Nathan Dunlap reprieve decision, or non-decision as you may want to call it. He signed gun laws into effect that actually resulted in recalls of two Democratic senators. And he's had basically a tough year. However, as you mentioned, he does edge out his main Republican opponents at this point. So that's got to be at least a trickling of good news for the incumbent.
The poll shows that 49% of those surveyed don't think the governor should be reelected. I know the Democrats have to be worrying about this because typically they like to keep poll numbers for their candidates, especially incumbents, at least over the 50% threshold.
That's right. And there's also some side data, for instance, on the new gun laws that show that while 84% support the background checks as an aspect of those gun laws, 55% of the voters disapprove of the new gun laws. And that's something that Hickenlooper championed along with the Democratic Senate and House. So that could be worrisome for the governor as well.
The other incumbent in the Quinnipiac poll is Senator Mark Udall. His numbers are very similar to that of the governor, slightly edging out his GOP challengers at this point. But he also gets a high number of respondents saying that he, too, should not be reelected.
I know. It's interesting because it's actually a split 44% to 44% in terms of how voters look at Udall in terms of his approval rating. But 47% to 41% say the incumbent does not deserve to be reelected. He does edge out his Republican opponents. Although if you look at the matchups, he's ahead of a businessman from Durango by 3 percentage points. So it almost looks like any Republican running against him is liable to do well. But that said, he still does beat Republicans, including Ken Buck, who is probably his best well-known Republican opponent at this point.
Ken Buck being the Weld County District Attorney. Now, Jody, there's always an inherent danger in putting too much stock in any polling data, and especially one that is this far out from the actual election. But any other takeaways from this poll where Senator Udall or Governor Hickenlooper are concerned?
Well, one thing you have to look at is that most Coloradans, according to the poll, do not like the Affordable Health Care Act, or Obamacare as it's come to be known. And that probably is reflecting on Udall's poor showing. In fact, if you look at some of the incumbent senator's activities the last few weeks, he's been supportive of a few efforts to make the Affordable Care Act a little bit more palatable for people here in Colorado. So I think probably the senator is aware of that already. Republicans are putting a spin on it and saying that he's not supporting the will of the people. But at this point, none of their candidates, including an incumbent state representative and some other well-known names, have really gotten into the area where they would be considered front runners.
Well, I guess in this case, we can say that time will tell on that. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.